in you, but it won't come out if you don't push.
Bro, that leads me to my final point. Troubles, thank you, God. It takes troubles to bring out of you something you didn't know you had.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio. This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
I don't know. This is conjecture. I said Jesus is the best, but there had to be somebody out there saying, shut up. Come on, shut up. You're not even supposed to be out here in public. Be quiet. He got better stuff, but I've been thinking about why they ignored the people that was telling them to shut up. Because everybody that was telling them to shut up wasn't sick. It's easy for you to tell me to be quiet when you don't need what I need. But when I come to church, I gotta do what I gotta do to get what I gotta get. You got your husband already. I'm still asking God for some stuff for my kids. Where are my noise makers at on Thanksgiving Eve? They're gonna say, God, have mercy on us. Can I tell you something else they did? Did I tell you I would give you five things? Here's the fourth thing they did. They persevered. Oh, y'all don't know how good that is. They persevered. They kept shouting. They kept calling. They said, we won't be ignored today. This may be our last time. No doubt Jesus didn't come the first time, but they called louder. I come to talk to somebody as we close this year that didn't quite get what you wanted this year. I come to talk to the real people who've been thinking about going back. I come to talk to every attractive single girl in here that can have you some company tonight. But every time you get ready to go back, you start thinking about what you came back from. And you think to yourself, why would the dog return back? I feel like talking to seven people. I don't know. But I came to talk to somebody and give you some scriptures. Be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding. The race is not given. God, I feel like preaching to somebody who needs to persevere. If you knew, God, I wish you would show them because they don't know. God, I wish you would show them what I'm about to say now. I'm going to make somebody take off, so give them a running lane at least. Because if you knew, I know you don't because he won't tell you, but he knows your end from your beginning. So let me say it so you can shout. If you knew how close you were to a breakthrough. Y'all don't know how good that was. If you knew how close you was, you'd hang in there a little while later. If you knew that you were next standing, if you knew that God has picked you to be, if you knew. Oh. I feel they persevere. I want to talk to every tither. I want to talk to every tither that's still in debt. I want to talk to every tither who still ain't got no money. I want to talk to every celibate sister who feel like, I want to talk to every married couple that's been thinking about just throwing, I want to talk to every person that's been thinking about going back to clubs and getting you a joint and drink, because you just, no, persevere. He's going to call your name next. He sees you in the corner. Keep calling him. Here's the last thing, and I'm going to bid you good afternoon, good evening, and good night. I probably should have gave you this one first because now I'm going to lose my crowd because it's going to require something from you. Probably should have did it first, dang. because I got you where I want you. Now I'm about to drop you. The fifth thing they did, they followed instructions. Oh, my God. As a matter of fact, let me show you the next verse. Put it up on the screens. Because here's what's powerful. When he saw them, he said to them, go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they were going, one version says, and they were healed as they went. I started to preach that, Pastor 83. I started to preach healed as they went. Oh, y'all don't know how good this is. Go and show yourselves to the priest. And as they were going, I know I've given some of you this before, but the first time you didn't hear me, the other half didn't care. So pay attention. Because I've told you that Hebraically, if you were sick of some kind of skin malady, according to the book of Leviticus, the high priest was the only person who could validate your healing. If by chance you got some kind of miraculous healing, you had to go to the high priest. He would have you take your shirt off, look you up and down, and say, okay, you are now healed, and then release you back into society. This is so good. He would release you back. So Jesus, who most people don't know, followed the law, because the law doesn't end until he gets up from the grave. While he lived on earth, he's under the law. So like a good law keeper and a good Jew, he says, I'm not going to break the rules I wrote. That's okay. He says, go show yourselves to the high priest who don't know he really not the high priest. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Go show yourselves. Now, what many of you are missing is you're thinking that's pretty simple, but it's not. That's complicated. As a matter of fact, the toughest thing in the world is to follow an instruction you don't understand. Because can't you hear? Come on, think with me. I think with me tonight. Can you hear them saying, go show? Why would we go show ourselves to the priest? You only go to the priest after you've been healed. So why would you send us with all this mess on us? Because all he's going to tell us is you still sick. Get out my face. They also could have said, why are you sending us to the church? We've been there already, and they couldn't help us. So you're sending us back to something that we already tried. Preach already. Somebody catching this. They could have said, no, that's not what we want. We heard what you did to the cat with the mud and the spit. Spit in some mud and do something and stir it and put it on our skin. Say yabba dabba do, bow wow wow, yippee yo yo, do something. Speak. Knock us out. Put your hand on our head. Speak something. Don't, he says, if you want to be healed, go show yourselves to the priest. If you ever want to blow your mind, study every different type of way, Christology, that Christ healed people. Sometimes he just spoke it. Sometimes he touched people. Sometimes he gave an instruction. And your healing was linked to the instruction. I'm getting out of here, but I want to ask you a question. You know, I keep threatening to write this book called Vernonisms before I die, and everybody steal my stuff. But I gave y'all this a couple of times, and it's just good. One day I was sitting around, and the Holy Spirit said to me as clear as day, that success in life, to a great extent, is based on your willingness and ability to follow an instruction. When I first thought of it, I said, when I first say it to my church, they'll miss it. But as they think about it, they're going to say that's cold-blooded. It doesn't leap at you when you first hear it. You have to ponder it for a minute. But really think about this. Success in life, to a great extent, is based on your willingness and ability. Some people are willing, but they're not even able to follow an instruction. They cognitively can't even do what somebody told them to do. They just, your willingness and ability to follow instructions. Success in life, to a great extent, is based on your willingness. I got to talk to some grown people and ask you, if your child next to you, push them right here, because they need to hear this part right here. Because if you had followed every instruction you were given, when mama said, now baby, I did everything wrong, education is the way. How many of you like me was getting B's in classes you didn't even study for, because you was that smart? And you look back retrospectively and say, I could have got A's from kindergarten to senior. There was no class that had I applied myself and followed the instructions, I couldn't have had a 5.7 when I graduated and went straight to Harvard. If I'd followed instructions, he wouldn't have touched me. Because when I look back, he was not the right person to be touching me. All he was cute. God, y'all not catching this, y'all not. But because I didn't follow instructions,
yes,
I got myself in trouble and I lost some success that I could have gained. As soon as you start following, y'all pray for me. I'm your pastor, I love you, but I want no place in running your life except for to love you. But sometimes you walk up to me. Now this is amazing. I don't walk up to you, you walk up to me. You act like I came to your house. You walked up to me. I was minding my business, hugging 1,000 other people. No, you gonna get in my life. Pastor, this is Dodo. We want your blessing. I said, and who is Dodo? Well, he 90, you 30. I don't know if he gonna satisfy you too many more years. Well, if I was you, I'd wait. Well, did you guys go through our, no, but we just feel like, well, I think you shouldn't. Holy Spirit is telling me to tell you not to do that. That's my instruction. Well, Pastor, we gonna go in and do it anyway. 6 months later, Pastor, he threw me out the window, my leg. I said, that's all right, Lord. Bless her leg, Jesus, and keep her leg in the cast. And bless her husband from the penitentiary, and watch over them and do a miracle in Jesus' name. There is something about following instructions. When you get instructions from the Word of God, when you follow them, the Bible says, no, if you're not married, don't let anybody touch you. Follow that instruction. Husbands, love your wives, but Pastor, she don't make love to me. Bible doesn't say love your good wife. It says love your wife. Love her with the love of God. Love her with God's mercy. Love her with God's grace. Try to speak into her life. Honor your husband. Yes, but he doesn't meet all of my needs emotionally. That's okay. You picked him. Honor him. Even if he doesn't, well, Pastor, I'm not happy. That's okay. Go ahead and be holy. Just honor him. Anything you get, millionaire or on welfare, give God 10% and watch what he'll do. Follow that instruction. Look at them and happy Thanksgiving. What y'all think we ought to do? What you think? Keith, what you think? Keith, Mike, Ray, Smitty, what you? The man said, go show our sister. I don't know if that make no sense, man. We've been up to the church 4 times. They don't even let us in there when we go. Let's just follow the instructions. The Bible says, as they went. I feel like preaching. As they went, somebody happened to look down and say, oh, Lord. As they went, push somebody and say, just keep on walking. It'll happen for you. Just, I know you don't see it right now. Just keep on walking in the Word. Just as they went. If they had stopped, they wouldn't have got it. But as they went, if they had paused, they would have never. But as they went, just keep walking. It may not make sense. 2015 wasn't about, but just keep on. As they went, as they followed instruction. Finally, I wish you could see them. They are not cute. I wish you would Google. They don't even have pictures of it, really, because it was so many years ago. In terms of real leprosy, skin is falling off of you, and some of the wounds and the blisters have that stuff coming out of them. You're not pleasant to look at. Most people are bald on their whole body. There's no hair. They look like some stuff off a scary movie, and as they were walking, hair started growing back. Skin was smooth as a baby's bottom. Sudden as they went, I'm sorry, you got to be tired of your neighbor. So for the next to the last time, push somebody and say, I don't look like I used to. Go ahead. Oh, I feel like preaching because as they went, God, as they went, and all of a sudden, let's have church. We may as well have church. They went to shouting and praising God. I'm sorry, but if God has changed your look, if God has changed you as you're walking, praise him on the way. Oh, as they went, instructions, and all of a sudden, all of them look down and say, ah! That's all right. You ought to praise you who were dead in your sins and trespasses. You had a kind of spiritual leprosy. You were on your way to hell, but Jesus, the curse breaker, Jehovah Rapha, heals you from the inside out, and you don't look like what you've been through. To 25 people, and can't you see them when they got healed? They went to, oh, I don't blame them. They had been messed up for years, and 4 of them, I don't know, I wasn't there, I'm vernonizing, but 4 of them had to say, oh my goodness, man, I'm out. I ain't never tell you, man, because we've been so sick, I didn't want to get into my past. But, man, I got 3 daughters and a son and a beautiful wife. And I ain't been able to touch them in, like, years. I thought they would catch what I had, plus the law prohibited me from going near them. And it just so happened that I got healed on Thanksgiving Eve. So if I leave now, I'll be whole for Thanksgiving. I'll play. And 3 cats, I mean, I ain't got no children, but I got this cold girl, man. And she liked me, but when I start losing my hair, but I'm about to kick it tonight. And like 7 and all 8. And then one said, I'm just going to check my mom out because my family, man, they had this big thing every Thanksgiving. I ain't never been. And so all 9. And then the 10th guy said, I'm going too. And so they all said, we, man, they, and then one. Put the next verse up. Because one said, not one of them, when he saw that he had been healed, turn back. Hey, man. Y'all go ahead. I'ma holler. No, I'm coming. Man, where you going, man? Come on. No, I'ma holler. Y'all go ahead. I'm coming. Where you going, man? Y'all go ahead. I'm coming. Where you going, man? Well, man, y'all do what y'all gotta do. But, man, I'ma go back and tell that dude thanks. I'ma catch up, but I got to go back. I feel like preaching. And y'all missed it. So I highlighted it for you. Because the text says, and he was a Samaritan. Now, you didn't shout. You didn't shout because you don't read your Bible. You didn't shout because you don't know the historicity of what I just said. The Samaritans, Ezra tells us this, was a mixed breed. They were half Jew and half something else. Everybody that came in and took the Jews captive would sleep with them. So half-breeds were called Samaritans. They weren't even church people. They were looked down on. All the church boys left. But the one guy from the hood, the Samaritan, the guy that wasn't from church, say, I may not be a church cat, but I know when somebody been good to me. I'm going back. Oh, do me a favor, slap somebody and say, I don't know where the 9 at tonight, but I'm the one. Go ahead. Y'all watch this. Look at the next verse. Last verse that I'm in my seat. Because the Bible says Jesus stopped and said, good looking out, player. Thanks for coming back, man. Thanks for coming back. Good. But wasn't it 10 of y'all? I started to preach this. Where are the 9? Where are the 9? Only one, the only one that thought enough to come back. You know what your Bible says in the original text. This foreigner. I like Message Bible. This outsider. The only one that came back to tell me thank you was this outsider. Y'all pray for me. I know they think I'm crazy, but I tried to build my church on outsiders. Y'all pray for me. Some people want all aristocratic, sagacious, erudite folk. I'm glad some of y'all got some money, but give me the outsiders. Give me people that when God changed your life, you don't come in here to be churchy. You don't come in here to see what I got on. You don't come in here to try to get your favorite seat. You come in here to say, Lord, thank you. I got a word for everybody. Keep coming back. Every time God do something for you, come back again. Every time he make a way for you, come back again. Every time he open a door for you, come back again. Do me a favor. Good night. Happy Thanksgiving. But hug 5 people, say, keep coming back. Keep coming back. Nobody's walking. Nobody's walking. Just hug somebody. You could have stayed at the altar for this part. Shh. I like sports. So, you know, my family would tell you if it's not some preaching or some news, it's normally sports for me. It's kind of one of those morally neutral things I can watch and enjoy without having to see stuff that messes up my spirit for the most part. So I was watching this show called E60, and I saw something interesting about a young boy that has something called EB. What is EB? What is EB? Epidermolysis bullosa, the worst disease you never heard of. Let me just tell you about EB and what it is. It is a very rare genetic, connective tissue disorder that affects one child out of every 20,000 births. That means about 200 children a year are born with EB. EB is actually a group of disorders that share a prominent manifestation of extremely fragile skin blisters and tears from friction or trauma. Internal organs and bodily systems can also be seriously affected by EB. Why did you look all that stuff up, Pastor? Because something arrested my conscience and attention. As I was watching this show, I happened to turn on right when the mama had this 13, 14-year-old boy in the tub. And in order to give him a bath, she had to take his bandages off from the top of his neck down to his toes. The problem is, every time she takes his bandages off, it rips some more of his skin off. So she only can give him a bath about every 2 to 3 days, because it's the most painful experience that most of you have ever or never been through. So she has to put him in the tub and wet the tape and then pull, and every time she pulls it, but that's the only way she can give him a bath. Then when she washes him up, she has to be very careful, because if she pulls too hard, it pulls the skin right off the bone. When she gets through washing him up, she can't dry him off, because that'll pull his skin off, so he has to air dry. Then she has to put the tape back on from his foot to his neck, and every time she puts a piece on, he screams again. The whole process takes about 3.5 hours to give him one bath. I was watching that, and he has this rare disease that most kids only live to be 25, but every day he's in pain. As soon as I saw that this morning, I got up and ran downstairs and went to praying for everybody in the house. Pastor 83 and his beautiful family are with us for Thanksgiving, so his babies were there. I went to praying for his babies and my babies, and I said to myself, Lord, keep complaining out my mouth. If you don't have to take tape off your baby, I know you don't have a man right now. I know you got a couple bills, but on this Thanksgiving Eve tonight, if your babies can walk, if they're not in pain, if you got a wife that half love you, if you got a piece of good saved husband, if you got a house, if you successfully single, I need everybody tonight to give God some praise.
I'm Bishop Kenny Townsend, along with my wife,
Lady Mildred Townsend.
And we're inviting you to join us for Moments of Inspiration, Perfecting the Saints, right here on KAYT, KQJO, every Saturday from 11 until 12 o'clock p.m., praying for your most urgent prayer needs.
Prayer changes everything.
Goodness and mercy, following me, your praises. Information is powerful, but it's only powerful to the ears of the listeners. Public service announcements are very important to us here at KAYT KQJO. If you have any public service announcements that you'd like to have aired here on KAYT KQJO, as always, please feel free to send them 2 weeks in advance to KAYT